First parak of Saita, third Mishnah. Eila suris melechel b'tshuma. We have a list of women that would not be able to eat shuma anymore because she has a status of zayna. We're concerned that she had illicit relations. Meris tzmeya ani loch. If she said to her husband that I am usher to you, he's talking about she had a kinoy in the stira. She was warned not to be want to be with this guy, and she was in the private room. And then afterwards, she said, "They should know that I did the act." So that asks her from eating truma for the rest of her life. Shabbat edim shitameya, or even more so, if we have witnesses that say that she did the act. Or meres eini shoyse, if she says that I'm not going to drink these bitter waters. In other words, after the kinoy vestira in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they go through this whole process of testing her with the mayim hamor. So if she says I'm not going to drink, also she's a surah tshuma. In other words, if she goes through the test and she's found all right, then that's matar. But here that she's not going to do it, she remains asura forever. Shabayla in her husband does not want to give to drink those waters, so she remains asura misafik. Shabayla borla bederech, or if after she was already in the situation that we have, she was nister, she was in a private place with this man, we have concern that she's asura to her husband, and the husband had relations with her after that. Once he did that, he disqualified this test with the Mayim Ma'arim, and in Mela, she remains a surah because we have no way of verifying one way or the other if she's a surah or not. Keter Oisela, what is the process of testing this wife with the bitter waters? Malichala Beisdin Shabbaisa Mokim, when she misbehaved and she was nista, she was in a private place with this man, she brings him to Beisdin. Moisim Lishnei Tamid Chachomim. And they have two Tamil Chachamim to watch over them. Shema Yovo Lebederech, to watch over this couple that they should not have relations on the way, because if they do so, it's to disqualify the whole test. Rabbi Yudaima Bailo Neman Oleh. Rabbi Yudaima says you don't have to have Tamil Chachamim, that this is a serious Isser over here, and a husband and wife, you trust them, they're not going to be doing Isurim, just like a woman who's in Nida. We don't have she's allowed to be Miskatah with her husband. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds, and the same thing over here. The Rabbanim say, all the way around, since it's a more lenient Isser, we're more concerned they're going to be lenient about it. And therefore we have Talmud Chachamim to watch over them. And that's Aloha, that if they're going to Yerushalayim on the way, we have Talmud Chachamim warning them, stay away from each other.